This is Earth Sky Woman with your host, Tammy Brunk. This is going to be a forecast on the month of September as we complete this beautiful full moon in Pisces 3-day window. As I speak, the full moon in Pisces, which was exact this morning at 12:22 a.m. Central Time here in Missouri. Right now, as I speak, that moon is conjunct Neptune. And so we've got the Pisces full moon conjunct Neptune beaming through these beautiful celestial energies. And at the same time, we have the sun trine Uranus. So we have this kind of a blessing, in a sense, this medicine that's flowing through, that's coming through for this period of time that we have the moon in Pisces, that's softening the larger other dynamics at play. So when I say celestial, when we have Uranus, when we have Neptune, we have Pisces, those are all energies that connect us to unity consciousness. They connect us to those higher frequencies of love, transpersonal love, and just that kind of love and light experience or feeling that sometimes has been difficult to access in a really authentic, genuine way. So many of us are feeling, there's all the feels, because we've also had quite a few other really bumpy, intense, very real energies at play. And that would include this current activation where we've had Venus opposing Jupiter, Pluto, and now Saturn. And so there's been an activation with Venus of those big energies. And now that we have Venus opposing Saturn, and then also now we've also had Mars squaring Saturn, and that was exact August 24th, but there's still kind of a wide T-square happening where you have Saturn and Venus both affecting Mars, and they are all in cardinal signs. So that T-square is a very, is an energy we're going to feel in 3D. We're going to feel that in a very real way, in a more of a dense way, you could say. So when I say that, then it's to understand there is this kind of juxtaposition of the more a connection to the higher realms, a connection to this kind of grace field of Neptune Pisces. Also with Uranus, the blessing of a little bit of detached objective awareness. And I will say, again, this is something that's been coming through, that detachment and having healthy detachment versus dissociation, distinguishing the difference between those two experiences, that is a real gift at this time. And with, you know, I began talking about this a lot in this last year and my forecast for 2020 and beyond, that there's the Aquarius and also the Gemini energies, both air signs that are really dominant this year and kind of coming in and out of dominance and will be continuing through 2021. And with both of those air signs, which by the way are also signs that in shamanic astrology we refer to as free electrons, so they have an energy where it's about it's that part of each of us that says, I'm going to do things my own way. I'm going to be an individual. I'm going to be free. I'm going to follow the energy where it leads me. That energy is a place. So many of us are feeling that energy and that desire to kind of follow where spirit leads. And also with both Gemini and Aquarius in different ways, there's the opportunity to detach from our internal stories and the places where we identify with our beliefs, our thoughts, our stories, to the detriment of clarity and a true presence to what's happening in the moment. So that Uranus, Uranian energy is very similar. Uranus trine the sun. And so that's also an energy, a dynamic right now that we have a little bit of access to that gives us that bigger perspective. So this full corn moon in Pisces, and it's the second day of that, and of course it'll continue to be big and beautiful in the night sky for the next several days, rather nights, is an opportunity for us to connect to that place in each of our high heart that sees every other human as part of our larger global family, that feels the sensation of deep connection and solidarity with each other, that might actually feel sometimes that sensation of compassion and empathy that can be sometimes heavy, but at other times can actually feel like can drop us into our humanity in a way that feels profoundly healing. And I say that because some of the harsher energies right now that are also playing out have to do with the places where we are seeing and feeling the areas where dehumanization has happened and has become a systemic problem and has been for generations, the places where there is a lack of love. And so because of that, a big part of these kind of pulses of healing medicine that we keep feeling over the course of 2020, those times of really profound healing and coming into greater coherence, oftentimes that comes from experiences where we drop into our humanity and we drop down into the soul level where we recognize deeper truths, deeper spiritual wisdom. We recognize the sensation of love, the vibration of love that lives in each one of us. And we see it in the world around us. This is what we're really deeply needing, is a deep, profound soul healing. And so, you know, this coming month of September is featuring the big energy is of course the what's happening with Mars. And if you follow astrology at all, you're going to know about that. From the shamanic astrology perspective, Mars began an Aquarius cycle. That's a 26-month cycle that began when Mars was opposite the sun, July 25th of 2018. And that cycle is going to complete October 12th of this year. And so Mars at this moment is preparing to station direct. And anytime a planet is going to be station retrograde. Anytime a planet is preparing to station retrograde or direct, you know that it's extremely close to the Earth. And that's also why Mars is really bright in the morning sky right now. And so it's actually going to be, it's at its brightest that it's going to be until 2035. And so we're really feeling Mars. Mars is the energy of this kind of primal aliveness, this really potent, energizing, dynamic, outward moving, young, masculine energy. And when it's in the sign of Aries, it's like, it is this, okay, there's, you know, as with any sign, as with any energy, we can tap into the more, the less conscious or the more distorted or the more fragmented or wounded aspect of that energy. Or we can tune into the aspect or the vibration or the frequency that is more whole, that is more mature, that is more healthy, that's more developed. And so with these energies, Mars and Aries, if we want to tap into, and I will invite us to tap into the frequency of that that is of greatest benefit to us right now, and also through the month of September, because it's going to be stationing retrograde and it's going to be retrograde until October 12th. The frequency that we can tap into that's very beneficial, there are several layers to that. One, as I've talked about before, is to connect into the sacred guardian that lives inside every one of us, that guards what is precious, that creates a container of strength, of fortitude, to be just absolutely in service to the aspects of ourselves, of our souls, of our identities, what's developing in us that's new, that's fresh, that's vulnerable. So that Mars in Aries is going to be a guardian of that. That Mars in Aries also is going to be the part of us that is looking out for those around us who are also vulnerable, who is also, you know, I'll say also the part of us that is aware of the places in our own lives and in our own relationships where we might be tempted to use our power in ways that could be violent to others, whether that's a really extreme outer form of violence or something that's more subtle, but that still disturbs ourselves or disturbs the energy between ourselves and others. So higher vibration of Aries Mars is that. Aries Mars is also kind of this new beginning, fresh energy. It has a playfulness to it. It has a sense of wonder about it. It has a sense of a big, holy, wide, bright yes to it. So, you know, I see when we tap into Mars and we see Mars in the sky, when we connect to it, it can be a sensation of fierce joy. It's a yes to being alive, yes to being in the body, yes to moving forward. Now, when Mars is in retrograde, that moving forward energy is, well, it's from our perspective and energetically, it's moving in a reverse direction. So, so this month is going to be a time for us to actually practice expanding our capacity to be with what I will call soft emotions and feelings of anger. And when I say anger, I mean those kinds of uncomfortable feelings like irritation or tension or wanting things to be other than what they are, or just this arising of discomfort and what unsettledness. So, you know, there's this contraction, there's this compression that's happening, because at the same time that Mars is stationing retrograde, Saturn is in that square to Mars and in opposition to Venus. And Saturn and Mars are really going to continue to be fairly close until the time that Saturn actually stations direct on September 28th. And then Jupiter is also going to be stationing direct this month. So with that, there's this real tension between Mars and Saturn, and it's a very deep contracting energy. And so that the energy that usually wants to move forward and leap ahead and act without thinking, act without reflection, that bright, fiery, action-oriented energy is being contained. It's in a process of being, at the lower vibration of that, it can look like authoritarian kind of crackdowns, and that can happen on the outside, it can happen on the inside. So the part of us that's punishing or that's behaving in a manner that this is a strong word, but that can feel violent to the more vulnerable, sensitive parts of ourselves. And so when we, though, choose to connect with that at a higher quality frequency, that can look like learning mastery in the way that we use our thoughts. You know, Mercury is really highlighted this month as well and making a lot of significant activations at prime times. So it can be around mastery of how we use our thinking, our thoughts, in order to be more profoundly self-responsible in the way that we create the energy field around us. So choosing thoughts, from the first, really being aware of how we're thinking, how we're using our words, and creating spaciousness around that so that we can become more self-responsible about those things. So it's like really slowing down, allowing that compression, that pressure, like that energy that can make us more of a diamond, letting that hone us and help us mature and help us become more masterful in our engagement with our thoughts and with our emotions and with our actions. So this is a month to cultivate mastery and the slow burn. So because we're aware that this is an underlying energy, we're going to be aware that we need to do things that help us move intense energy out of our bodies. We're going to be aware that we want to be very conscious and mindful of how we speak to others. We're going to be conscious and aware that we want to be just equally aware of how we are speaking to ourselves. And we want to use this energy, actually, and this also has to do with the approach of Jupiter and Pluto. They're going to be conjunct for the third and final time on November 12th, November 12th is when Mars is stationing direct as well, not October 12th. That's Sun-Mars opposition. So what this energy can be useful for is it's a time of strategizing. And when I say strategizing, I also mean, and I say this as the moon is with Neptune, this is and continues to be a time for us to drop into, to expand into, rise up into what excites us, what makes us feel inspired about the future, to look for the places in our lives where we want to create new projects or new processes or bring new dynamics into relationship or really deeply transform old patterns that we're really ready to come to completion with. So, you know, it's a time for us to say, to ask, what, for example, when we look over the last year, what have I kept bumping up against that I actually am really ready to make some big, profound shifts around? And often in this next couple months, it's going to be internal. A lot of that is internal, although it can have to do with relationships with others. It has to do with becoming acutely awake and aware about our actions, about our thoughts, about our feelings, and about the alignment or the congruence between those things. So to really set goals in those areas, to set goals we can begin to just slowly build towards, to really think about our vision for the next 3 years, the next 4 years, the next 10 years. This is a time, not a time for many of us, it's not a time to make big, dramatic changes in the outer world, although some will. But it's, for many of us, it's a time more to slow down and be really deliberate and kind of concentrated in our efforts, a time to really practice self-discipline and self-responsibility. Because when we do, when we move forward in a steady way and we're cultivating this kind of constant, you know, an upgrading in terms of our capacity to have witness consciousness around the thoughts, the feelings that arise, and really choosing to be our more awake selves as we do that, as we practice that, and as we also make a commitment to living from a place of greater coherence and joy. And as we make a commitment to focus our energies, our attention, and our awareness on what excites us about the world that we want to create personally, about the changes we want to see within us personally, as well as the world we want to see outside of ourselves, that's going to help us. It's going to be good to have some kind of a bigger vision, something we want to create and bring into the world that we would like to see. Something, you know, we can ask, what kind of book would I like to see out in the world? What kind of project would I like to see out in the world? What kind of conversation do I wish someone else was starting? What kind of group do I wish someone else was facilitating? What kind of a product would I like for someone else to be creating? What kind of a system do I think needs to be designed? You know, depending on our skills and our abilities and our capacities, it's to ask, what do I want to see in the world? And how is it, if it's within my capacities, how is it that I can begin to take some steps to bring that thing into the world? So to the degree that we feel like we are actually being of help in the world in a way that feels juicy to us, that is going to go a really far way in the next couple of months to help us to continue to feel sane and grounded in some pretty wild waters over this next month and 2 months. And when I say wild waters, I mean that in many ways. It's going to be, you know, for many of us, it's going to be a time where we get real clear and where we make some good changes that have been long coming. And we're going to feel some clearing, some release, some letting go, and some greater and deeper access to ancient and true sources of strength and fortitude and inspiration and nourishment for ourselves moving forward. We're growing our muscles in the areas that we want to grow them. And those, again, they can be the muscles of kindness, of compassion, of self-compassion, of the practices that help us to stay real present and grounded while perhaps those around us are feeling a bit more kind of tossed around. So, you know, there's so much else that's happening, but I did not intend, well, I'll just say a couple other things. The South Node's moving through Sagittarius still near Galactic Center. And that has been so since April, and it's going to continue to be so for the next couple months, within about 5 degrees of the center of the galaxy and Sagittarius. So with that, it's also to be aware that this is a really potent time for us to set aside time for for prayer, for meditation, to open our channels to receive wisdom, insight, guidance from higher sources. Because Galactic Center, among other things, you could say, is that access point for the greatest wisdom of our ancestors. So that it is a point of tremendous wisdom and insight, specifically that kind of wisdom and insight, like opening a portal, opening a door to the insight and wisdom that we need right now at this great turning of an age. So let's see, that feels important. Also, again, we begin with the Neptune Pisces moon activation right now as I speak. And then later in the month, the sun is going to be opposite Neptune. So we do have this undercurrent or this field of dreaming that we also can access and connect into. You know, I just really continue to feel that in these times, even though there's so much of the cardinal energies with all the Capricorn and with Mars and Aries and all of this, that just means that the changes that we're making now can be changes, and that the kind of pressure that we're feeling now is helping us to affect change and helping us to dream into and strategize and plan what we're wanting to create and bring into the world in ways that are going to be very tangible, very real. And the undercurrent with this Neptunian Piscean energy is that it's supported. You know, when we are choosing to operate from a place of the giveaway, offering who we are to the world and asking, what do I have to offer that would help me feel like I'm really doing what I was born to do? And how can I ask for help from the universe, from source, from divine, from the infinite? How can I open myself to help and support to dissolve any and all blocks, any and all limiting beliefs that keep me small, that keep me believing I don't have the power to do what I came here to do? You know, I really deeply, deeply believe that we are capable, each of us right now. We chose to be here. We have this tremendous potential, each and every one of us, as the multidimensional beings that we are at the time we live in now, where all the doors are wide open. And we are accessing this ancient wisdom and energy and resource that is, you know, it's like our DNA are being turned on. And so we have the potential to accomplish miracles. We have the potential to step into this new earth kind of reality and to live there more day by day by day. So I really deeply believe this. And I think more and more of us are glimpsing how that feels, how that is experienced moment by moment by moment. And to the degree this month and the coming months that we are able to ask. So I'm saying, for example, who do I really want to work with? Who do I want to collaborate with? Who inspires me in my larger community? And I'm saying, you know, on Facebook, I have a lot of different people from the many different lives I've lived that I look sometimes and I think, wow, like amazing human beings. How is it that I can connect with some of these people and make really fertile networks come alive? How can I create things just by being more in the flow of my intuition and just moment to moment saying, you know what, I think I need to reach out to this person. And maybe there's something that I can offer her, or I have a dream about someone. And so I offer something to them. And what I offer might be like, I just got a message from a dear friend in Mexico who works in the Wirarica or the Huichols communities in the Sierra. And I did some beautiful dream work for her and for her group in Guadalajara. And she had a dream that I had given her a crystal and placed it in her third eye. And it's really fun to reach out and to know that we had that connection in the dreaming. It reminds me of the ways that we are doing a lot more work than just what's happening on the surface. And it also connected me again to her beautiful heart. So, you know, reach out to each other, foster your connections, even at a distance, with the people who inspire you, who maybe are a little further ahead of you in some areas where you want to develop and cultivate yourself. Now really is a time to be reaching out and also to be dropping in, to be asking, what am I here for? What brings me joy? What could I do that would make me want to be even more alive, to step into life in more of an experimental and an exploratory and a playful way? These are all things we can consider. And again, big energies this month. And I just want to remind each and every one of you that we're made for this. We are wired for this. It's what we came for. And we really are, we are never alone. We are surrounded by support on all sides. So that feels like the most important kind of information to share with you right now. And I just hope you have a beautiful month. I will again most likely be connecting with you at the new moon. So until then, so much love, and know you are always and forever supported and loved beyond measure. Be well.